Really, I wanted to give you guys a Musser Schmooze, but they told me that you wanted a shear. So we're going to make it a shear with a Musser point at the end. Okay? So just to start off with a Maisa, I think some of you might have been present for this. Maybe Omri, I think you might have been there. A couple of years ago, or what was it, last year, we I took a group of guys to the Levi of Rav Scheinberg, that's all. And there were lots and lots of Espadim. We had to get back for Mincha, so we made up to meet at the car and head back to Yeshiva. So on the way back, as we were driving, one of the Bachrim in the back seat kept giving us updates of what was going on at the Levaya. He kept telling us, you know, such and such Rav is now getting up to speak, such and such Rav just came to the Levaya. So after hearing a few of these comments, I asked, what's going on? How do you know what's going on at the Levaya? We left, you know, 10 minutes ago. So he said, what do you mean? I'm getting it all right here on Yeshiva World News. They're giving live updates from the Levaya. So I had been listening to the content of the Hespedim. So I asked him, do they tell you what Rav Don Segel said at his Hesped? So the Bachar in the back seat looks at his device, and he says, oh yeah, here it is. It says right here, Rav Don Segel spoke about that we need to be mechazik in Torah, and chas v'shalom, we should have nothing to do with the machshir matmein. So the Bachar looked up, and he said, what does that mean? What's the machshir matmein? So I said, it's what you're looking at. So that was when I got the impression that, to some extent, the we'll call it the modern Orthodox Tzibur is not sufficiently aware or conscious of the dangers involved in exposure to this type of media through internet, smartphones, being able to access all of what's out there. So I get the impression that some people feel that it's kind of like a machlokas in shitas, that there's two shitas. There's the Haredi shita is that we try to make siagim, to make fences, to protect ourselves and keep ourselves away from possibilities of nisyonos. And there's another shita that says, no, we want to dafke expose ourselves to all of the possible nisyonos and show that we're going to be giborim, we're going to be strong, and we're not going to be nichshal in these different nisyonos. So, in fact, this is not the machlokas between Haredi and modern Orthodox. This is a machlokas that goes much further back, right? If you have the people who have the Dape Mara Makomos in front of you, you can read along with me, okay? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that this is the machlokas between David HaMelech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? David HaMelech had this taina, Amr Yud Amr Rav, Olam Al Yavi Atmo Lidei Nisayon, right? That's the Maskano Lamaisa, the Halakha Lamaisa is Al Yavi Adam Lidei Nisayon. A person should not put himself in a situation of Nisayon. Shari, David Melech Yisrael, Hevi Atmo Lidei Nisayon V'Nil Shal, right? It goes through the story, Amr Lefan of Ribono Sholom, Ma'omri Melokei Avram Melokei Yitzchak Melokei Yaakov Enomri Melokei David Amar Inu Minsuli Va'ad Lo Minsuli, that the Avos are special, that they pass Nisyonos, you didn't pass a Nisayon. Amar Lefan Ribono Sholom V'chaneni V'nasein, give me a Nisayon. Okay, and then the story goes, right, we know what happened, the Nisayon with Bat Sheva, even though he was warned and he knew it was a Nisayon, he was Nilchal. Okay, now, so on the one hand we see the greatness of being Omein V'Nisayon, that's the Madrega of the Avos. But we see a fundamental mistake that David made, that there isn't a mahalach of putting oneself in a nisayon. If a person is put in a nisayon, it's a tremendous opportunity for growth and development and reaching shleimus. But a person is not allowed to put himself in an environment which is going to be ma'orer a nisayon. A person needs to take steps. That's the basic principle, asu siag la'Torah, is that it's our job to set up a protective environment that's going to keep us out of a situation of nisayon. Okay? That's the basic premise of this concept. And now we're going to look very closely at the sugya as far as the issue of shmiras einayim. Okay? We're going to learn up the sugya in its makoros and see what the mahalach is, what the proper gedarim are, as far as avoiding nisyonos, nogeya tishmira seinai. Okay, so we're going to look at the Gemara in Bava Basra, Dav Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, I apologize. Some of you in the two centers where we're the guys are gathered, I sent out the Makoros. I didn't have everyone's emails to send it out at the last minute, so you'll have to just kind of listen along. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows: the Otzem Einav Miraos Birak. It quotes the pasuk. It says a person who closes his eyes from seeing ra, from seeing evil. So the pasuk goes on, who Miromi Mishkon. It describes that this is a chash of Madriga. He's going to get schar for being Otzem Einav Miraos Birak. So Amar Bichia Bar Abba. This is referring to a person who doesn't look at women when they're doing their laundry. Okay, the Rashbam explains that when they're washing laundry, they have to like wade into the river, and they would roll up their skirts and their sleeves, and they wouldn't be dressed in the proper Beis Yaakov uniform. Okay. So therefore, it's not an appropriate place. A person shouldn't be in that environment to see women who are not covered fully. Okay. So now the Gemara says that's the pasuk otim einav miros birah. So the Gemara says hechidam e deika dark achrina. If he had an alternative path and he chose to walk this way, even though he didn't need to, rashahu. That's not Humarom Yishkon, that's a Rasha. That's a Rishus to go in a place, right? We're not talking about today's Yom where people wear bathing suits, right? We're talking about he's going to a place where they roll up their sleeves to do the Kvisa. That's a Rasha. So the Gemara says, oh, but if it's Idolek Adar Kachrisa, Anusu. If there's no alternative path, then what do you expect from him? He's Anus. So the Gemara is asking, we shouldn't say that he's only a tzaddik if he's otzem einav miraos birah. No, he doesn't have to be otzem einav miraos birah. He's anus. He's allowed to be there. So the Gemara answers, "Lo'om to wake a dark achrisa, rabbi lo'achim mi bai le'lo meinaf tnashe." The maskana is that it's talking about wake a dark achrina, and still it's the lashon of the Rashbam in the end is that it's a midas chasidus that he should be extra makbi to close his eyes. Okay, so there's a few things we have to look at when we learn this Gemara. So the first ta'ara, we'll see the big chiddush in the Rashbam, but first just to go through the pshat, okay? So the pshat, the Gemara says that it can't be that the pasuk of Otzem Einav Miraos Birah is when it's Ikadar Kachrina, when he didn't have to go there and he chose to go there, because then it says that he's a Rasha. Okay, so the simple pshat question would seem to be that so maybe he's a Rasha if he goes there and he looks. But if he goes there and he's Otzem Einav, he doesn't see anything, so then maybe that's the Meromi Mishno. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is talking about. So the Rashbam is coming off Fuke that pshat. He says, no, that's not the pshat. When it says Rasha, it's not a Rasha because he looked at the women who weren't dressed properly. He says, Rasha who V'avavisha Otzem Einav. It's talking about even the guy who covered his eyes when it's Ikadar Kachrino, he chose to walk in a place where people aren't dressed properly. Just the etzem fact that he went there is a Rasha, even though Bishas Maisa, when he was actually there, he covered his eyes and he didn't see anything. Why? Shigohaya lo lekarid el lekarid. He shouldn't be even going close to that. El laharchik mina avera. The kaimolam lekulin harchik mina kior. Okay, so we see very dramatically, according to the Rashbam, the importance of being marchik, he shouldn't even be miskariv, he shouldn't have even gone near to that, he should have stayed far away, and it's not a compensation, the fact that, okay, but once he was there, he covered his eyes. No, even if he does that, he's still in the getter of Rasha, because he shouldn't have been there in the first place. Okay? Now, okay, so that we're gonna need a little bit of hesber, what exactly, this is a very big chiddush of the Rashbam, that even though he's not looking, he's still called a Rasha. We're going to have to be magyar exactly what the nature of that rishus is. Okay? But before we focus on that, in the pad in the sugya, really the kasha starts off, what happened? Okay? The kasha we have to ask in the other direction, that in the second lashon, the Gemara says, Elma, if he was like a dark ocarina, then it's mashmah. Then even if he sees the women not dressed properly, so he's still okay because he's anus. So according to this Gemara, is very tamua. What kind of onus is that? Right, we have onus rahmana patre. What kind of onus is rahmana patre? Right, the guy comes with a gun to your head and he says you have to walk here. So your onus rahmana patre. Is that what Lake of Dark Ocarina means? It means somebody standing there with a gun saying walk down that boardwalk, right? Walk down that seashore. That's not what Lake of Dark Ocarina sounds like. What's Lake of Dark Ocarina? And I'm saying Lamaise in the post. Lake of Dark Ocarina means he was on his way to work. This is the road, this is the path that takes him to his office. So it's like a dark green. He's anus. So with Ora, what kind of onus is this? This is a very strange parsha that all you need is a reason why you need to go there, and all of a sudden it's onus rachmana patre, right? What do you mean? That's not the type of onus that would be mater you to eat treif. That's not the type of onus that would be mater you to, you know, eat chametz on Pesach. So how is that enough of a justification? So, just to clarify, okay, so a person might try to say, well, he's not really doing an Avera, right? That it's not really a Maisa Avera, because he's not looking at them derech hirur, derech arayus, he's just going about his business. So, there's a very important lashon here in the Mishnah Berurah. You have in Siman Ayin Hesiv Katan Zayin. So he's going in Hilchos Kriyashma, but then he digresses and he starts talking about the general Isurim of Histaklus. And he brings a Prima Gadim. Okay, it's interesting, he's bringing from Prima Gadim, so apparently it's not that straightforward in the Sugyas. I didn't get a chance to see the Prima Gadim inside. But he brings Kasa Prima Gadim, Dimukomo Shederach Liot Mechusa, okay, that when you're looking, let's be makdim a little bit. Before this, he starts by being metallic. There's two things. There's histaklus and re'ia. Histaklus is when you're looking to, because you enjoy looking at a pretty person. So there it says, even to look at an aspektana, derechana, is awesome. Then he says, but there's something else called re'ia, just to see a face or whatever, the parts that are normally uncovered. So just Re'iyah Balm is Mutter. He says that there's a Midas Chasidus for Chasidim and Ayin Shei Maisa, but that's Mutter Re'iyah Balm. But then he goes on, he says, the Prima Gadim says, Mekomo Shederach Liot Mechusa, but the parts of a woman that are normally covered, Kigons Rosa, the arms, Ki'ai Gavna, Shar Mekomo Seguf, Af Re'iyah Balm Aser. So we have a very, very clear-cut psak in the Mishnah Berurah, that even seeing it, not looking because you want to enjoy looking, not because it's pretty, just seeing the parts of a woman, and what parts are we talking about? We're talking about if she's not wearing the Beis Yaakov uniform, right? We're talking about not the priest of somebody who's going out of their way to be enticing, somebody who's not dressed according to the proper halachic Shulchan Aruch guidelines, their sleeves are too short, their neckline is too low, that's already an Isser, even Riyah Ba'alma. So, Lamaisa, so how are we being matir? If there's an Isser Re'iyah, there's an Isser to see their sleeves are rolled up when they're doing the Kvisa, they're doing their laundry, their sleeves are rolled up. So how can they say, oh, it's Lake of Dark Arena, so it's Anus? What do you mean it's Anus? If it's Aser to see, it's Aser to see. Okay? And Lamaisa, obviously, we have to understand this getter of Lake of Dark Arena because it's very Lamaisa. Because any time that we're encountering, you go to the bank, you go to the supermarket, and the checkout lady is now wearing the Beis Yaakov uniform, so you're going to have to be relying on this Lake of Dark Ocarina. Okay, so this is a very fundamental heter. Once we see that the basic getter, the Isser, is an Isser Re'iyah, so the whole heter then is going to be based on situations where Lake of Dark Ocarina. Okay, so what is the nature of this heter? Okay, so basically, the way it comes out, okay, I gave you just a small part from the Chavetz Chaim. You can take a look at it. It's a long arichus inside. But basically, he comes from a principle called lo kamechaveh. He says that it's b'li kavana, that isurim of hana, when the isur relates to hana, then there's a heter when you're not mechavin for that hana. Okay, so there's an example of a base avodah zara. If there's an incense in a base avodah zara, so if you smell the incense of the base avodah zara, even though it's asur to be nana from avodah zara, but if you're nana without kavana, then it's b'li mechavin is mutter. So basically, the Chafetz Chaim understands that that's the heter of re'iya is a heter of loka mechavin. Okay, so since therefore be'etzim it's not really an iser, and therefore we can say that once it's legadar gakrina, so then that's considered onus legabe this din, since be'etzim is not really an iser. Okay, now we're going to go back and forth, and then we have to understand the chiluk between igadar gakrina and legadar gakrina. Okay, so the two basic mahalchim are the Chafetz Chaim says that the heter of of Lake Adarka Akrina is based on the fact that the Etzin, it's not really Usr because it's without Kavana. And the Igris Moshe says a slightly different Agdara. He says that the Isser Istaklus is not an Isser Be'etzin. It's an Isser because of the Chiyuv to be Misrachik from Achshash that you'll be maybe Lidei Hiror. That really the Iker Isser is really the Hiror. But there's an extension of the Isser Hiror of Vinishmartem. V'nishmartem mikol davara says that you have to be marked from the possibility of hirur, and therefore he says that since it's only the re'iya is only aser because of the chash that will be made v'lidei hirur, so in a situation of leka dark achrina, that's enough of a justification to say that that's enough of a justification when it's leka dark achrina to say that you can rely on the fact that mistami you won't be mahar. Okay? Now, the Igros Moshe is marich. It's also very kedai to see the whole Igros Moshe inside. The Igros Moshe is marich to point out that that's assuming that it's a situation where you don't anticipate that the re'iya will be made lulidei hirur. Okay? But if it's somebody who's dressed in a very promiscuous way, which is likely to be gorim hirur, so then he says this whole heter of Lekadar Gachrina is not going to be applicable. Okay? So to put yourself in a situation where you're going to be exposed to people who are not just with their sleeves rolled up, but they're dressed in a way that's trying to entice people, trying to be Ma'or or Hiror, so that type of environment, you would not be able to put yourself into that, even though it's a situation of Lekadar Gachrina. Okay? That's what we see later in the Igros Moshe. Okay? So now, where are we holding? So far we have that the reason why Lake Adarka Akarina, even though it's not really an Ones Gamor, but we call it Ones because it's not really an Isser Batzim. Okay? According to Rav Moshe, because it's B'li Kavana, and according to the Igros Moshe, because the Isser is not an Isser Batzim, it's an Isser based on the Chash that it's maybe Lidei here. Now we have to go back the other way, and we have to say, okay, so if that's the heter when it's Lake Adarka Akarina, so now what's the problem when it's Ika Darka Akarina? Okay? Why is Ika Darka Akarina worse? And according to the Rashbam, we compound that and say Ika Darka Akarina, even if your Otem Einav is still going to be Asur. So let's take a look at the Lashon of the Chafetz Chaim here. Okay, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, very beautiful Lashon. He says, okay, so let's just be mocking a little bit more. Okay? There's a sugi here in Avodah Zarah called Afshar Velo Kamechavin. Okay? There's an opinion that says that in order for something to be mutter, it's only when it's E-Afshar, when you can't avoid it. Okay? But Afshar Velo Kamechavin is Asur. So the Chafetz Chaim goes through over here that we paskin that even Afshar Velo Kamechavin is mutter. In other words, we paskin that Velo Kamechavin is a heter. Even when you had a dark achrina, when you didn't have to be there, Loka Mechavin is still a hater. Okay, so he says, V'yanti harbe bai kushi. He's been bothered very much by this kasha that in general we say that the hater of Loka Mechavin is sufficient, even if it's like a dark achrina. So why here when even when it's Ika dark achrina. So why here Ika dark achrina is an answer? So he says, V'yanti harbe bai kushi. V'nirali. Disfarasa Gemara. Deba Arayus. Mimneshin Navshu Shal Adam Mechandasan. Tzarech Lahachmir Yoter. That because the nature of a person is to be drawn after Arayus, therefore we need an extra harchaka by Arayus. Dagam Sha'ata Choshev Shalu Nichle Ba'anazu. Penis Gaver Yitra Alav Bal Korchov Yabu Lahar Ayideze. Okay? So he says that by Avodah Zarah, a person can't rely on the fact that I'm not mechavin for anah. It's the type of thing that draws you in, that once you're exposed to an environment of pritzus, that the Yetzer Hara overcomes a person, and he can't resist being drawn after the taiva. And therefore, there are extra achakas he brings as an example that you're not even allowed to walk, to follow a woman when she's walking in the street. He shows how far Chazal are makpid that a person has to distance himself from any chash that could be maybe to hear of Arayas. So he says that's the pshat in our sugya, that as long as it's ikadark achrina, so Chazal say that you have to go out of your way to avoid putting yourself in that situation. If in the natural course of your day there are places where you have to go, there are things you have to do, and you're going to come across a situation of re'ib alma, so then you go by the ikra din, that as long as you're olog mechavin, you're not doing an iser. But if it's a situation where you have the choice, where you can protect yourself from these negative, from seeing something that you're not supposed to see, a person has to be marking himself, and then we add on to that the Rashbam, that even he can't even put himself in a situation and close his eyes because he's relying on the fact that the Yetzer Hara is not going to overcome him, and he doesn't have the right to rely on himself with Gabi Arayas because of this powerful Yetzer Hara. Okay? Now, the Igris Moshe brings in another Svara, which I think is a very fascinating psychological insight, and I think it has a lot of bearing on the topic, the specific application that we're talking about. Okay? He says that, okay, we'll try to be Makatar, I'll just get straight to the point. I'm taking his Svar a little bit out of context. If you want to see the whole Chumi afterwards, you'll see exactly how he brings it. But the Igris Moshe brings a Svar to be Mechazik the Pshat of the Rashbam. Because when the guy chooses to go by the riverside where the women are not dressed properly, and he closes his eyes, what's he going to be thinking about while he's closing his eyes? Right? He's thinking about what the girls look like over there that he's not looking at. Okay? So he says, Be'etzem, once you're there anyway, whether your eyes are open or closed is not really going to make a difference. The level of ma'orer, of hirur that it's ma'orer, is just from the fact that you have the opportunity to look at it. Whether you end up looking or you look away and think about the fact that you're not looking, you're still in the same situation where you're putting yourself in a situation of hirur of arayas. Okay, so that's an extra little twist in the sugya why the Rashbam would say that you're still a rasha even though you're not looking. The simple pshat based on the Chafetz Chaim is you're a rasha because you put yourself in a situation, even though the lashonos of the Rashbam are maybe a little bit more mashma like this, that you're putting yourself in that situation. You shouldn't have been there in the first place. But now we're adding an extra nakuda that it just the fact that you're closing your eyes isn't really a tikkun because it doesn't really prevent the chashash of hero. Okay? So that is that's what we come out in the sugya of this very fundamental chiluk between ikadark achrina and legadark achrina. That when a person is just going about his business, he's going about his daily life, and he happens to see people who are not dressed properly, so the best thing is just not think about it. At the end of the Igros Moshe, he brings a very important lashon. He says, rabim holchos prutzos harve shu davar she'efshar lasor. He says, lemaisa, just going in the street, you're going to see women not dressed properly. He says, we can't say that you're not allowed to walk in the street. Okay, so that a person has to try not to look around, and also to try not to think about anything of her. And here there is a bit of a fine nakuda that sometimes a person who gets too caught up in the whole Indian of Shmiras Anan can somehow like take this nakuda that he's always thinking about how to protect Mira, and then he gets caught in this loop of the Igros Moshe where he's thinking about what he's not looking at. Okay, so he says the best thing is you go about your business. You're busy. You think about what you know, where you're going, what you're doing. You just try not to focus on what's going on around you at all. So he said that's when it's yasha. That's when you're in the street. You can't not walk in the street. But when it's ikadark akrina, then we see the tremendous chumra legave arayas that a person should never put himself in a situation of being exposed to people who are not dressed properly. And kol shekein, when it comes to the category that the Igros Moshe talks about, somebody who's dressed in a promiscuous way, which is bedavkim, likely to be mor hirur, then a person has to go through, take all possible steps to try to stay away from being exposed to that to that environment. Okay, so just with the 2 minutes I have left, I'll just mention the conclusion lemaisa that I think we all need to make, and that is the obvious necessity of any Ben Torah who exposes himself to the internet needs to have some kind of a filter system that's protecting from him seeing people who are not dressed properly. And this has two bechinas, right? And there's one aspect is the aspect that everyone who experiences knows, obviously, that you see things besides what you're specifically looking for, right? In other words, you just open a perfectly harmless page and there can be advertisements, there can be, you know, whatever it is, links from one thing to another, and you'll end up seeing something that, again, the limit is, the re'iyah that we're trying to avoid is anything other than Beis Yaakov standards, okay? So, l'maisa, just by natural usage, you're going to see things that are inappropriate. And kol shekein, when you take into account the possibility that you're just one or two links away from seeing absolutely horrible, terrible things that could be makalgo a person's ruach nias in obvious ways. Okay? So, therefore, when a person deals with this medium, a person has to take the proper steps to make sure, like we've been saying, this whole situation of not, you're not, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're ikadar gachrina, you have other ways of doing things, and you're exposing yourself to things you shouldn't see, even if it's otei meinav, even if every time something pops up, you quickly turn the page. Every time something, but lemaisa, by even having the possibility to open something up, or having it show up unexpectedly, that's all a situation. It's no better than the nashim or omdazag pisa, which as long as ikadar gachrina, we have to try to avoid putting ourselves in that situation at all. And especially now we can add to that the svar of the Igros Moshe that once a person has seen something inappropriate on his medium, so every time he's holding that makshir, he knows I'm just one click away from seeing that image. So I'm not going to go to that image, right? So now he's already thinking about what he's not going to go look at, right? So the whole thing is a davar barer that a person has to take the appropriate steps mirosh to make sure that it's set up in a way that he has no access, that it won't inadvertently won't have the ability to intentionally go in and see things like we see asusia Torah, not maybe the day nisayon. That's the message, and there are very practical little steps that we can take to make sure it's ikadar gachrina. We can set up a system where we don't have to be exposed to these things. The guys who are at YU and Landers, I actually sent out in advance. I'm not sure if at Landers they had a chance to print it out. I found a very useful, brief summary of how to set up filters on laptops and also on smartphones. I highly recommend. I use the Kanon on my laptop. It's very versatile, very flexible. I very much recommend that people make sure that they're set up in an environment where they're protected in that way. Any questions we can take, and then we'll bring things to a close. We have a question? Yeah, go ahead. 1 second.
I'm just wondering about how far does that go? With, like, you have to take a dark window, like, oh, I can go down two streets. No, not even go down that street because there's that stuff there, and then, I'm going to start thinking about it because by not going down that street, I'm thinking, I'm not going to use that street. That street has this, and then I'm going to take
I think it's a situation where you're avoiding a place where you anticipate seeing something. In other words, once you're already there, so you know what, or you had a glance, or you see what's going on, so then you're already in that getter. The idea is kamashav shar to just keep away from an environment where anything could possibly arise. That, The further you stay away from the possibility, the further you are from any specific seer of what could be going on. Yeah.
I think the extension of Yaakov's question, but how do you work by Shira Tanaya according to the Zohar Rav Moshe? Like, you always have this in your head. Like, if you start thinking by Shira Tanaya, you start thinking about appropriate things. How do you ever, like, begin to work on it?
So the Iker thing is the narakakas. In other words, the more you stay away, the less you have the less things that are in your mind that could possibly throw you astray, right? So that's the olive. The base is that there is a stage where it's better to focus on hesek hadas than on specifically avoiding. In other words, there is a point where it gets excessive when you're so fixated on avoiding that then you get into this negative thing. That what you're much better off doing is, like Rav Moshe says, just distract your attention. Think about something else. When you're walking in the street, think about where you're going. Think about the sugya, right? If your focus is distracted, that's the best thing. Is you're not in the sugya of Shmiras Hanayim. You're not thinking about, should I look at this, should I look at that? You're somewhere else. You're focused on, your attention is focused elsewhere. That's the ideal.